Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I mentioned I wanted to get into some of the names that are eligible for the Hall of Fame for pro football for the first time in 2026. I would have a very small Hall of Fame. Okay.
So you're a baseball Hall of Fame.
I am a Hall of the best ever. Like every sport, baseball, football, certainly more baseball than football. I think baseball's Hall of Fame is way too big.
What?
Oh, yeah. Guys are getting in the last several years. Then I look at it and I'm like, nah.
I agree on some of the guys got in the last couple of years. I'm like, to me, when I think of a guy, I should think Hall of Famer. If
for
I don't
me,
think it right
simple.
Away.
Are you one of the best players of your era? If you're not, were you the best player at your position at any point? If not, were you one of the top several at your position? If the answer is no, you're not a Hall of Famer. But just generally, I would have a much smaller Hall of Fame than most. Whatever the number is, if there's 400 people in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, give me a pen. I'll knock it down to 225 for you right now. Like, I don't follow anyone on Twitter. I unfollowed my wife on Twitter recently. She doesn't really tweet. So that's the main reason. But I don't want to follow people.
Do you have Rooster blocked or muted?
Generally muted. But just people in my life, like my friends, are like, follow me on Twitter. I look at their Twitter feed. If you don't regularly tweet, if you don't tweet anything I need to see, it's just Twitter, man. It doesn't. I'll go to a movie with you. Let's go to dinner. I could be your buddy. I just don't need to follow you on Twitter. I use it for work. So my thing is, all the time, I'm going through my Twitter followers, and I'm like, can I get rid of this person? Can I get rid of this person?
I do that as well.
I'm a minimalist.
How many people do you follow? 323?
It's way too many.
That's it?
That's it.
I try to keep
mine. Do you know how many people of that 323 I'd love to unfollow?
I try to keep mine under
anyone's feelings.
I try to keep mine under 1,000. I'm at 973.
I could easily unfollow 125 of those people if emotions or feelings weren't part of it, like this. Yeah, I would have a very small follower count. But a smaller Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go through these names. Yes or no, first blush. Hall of Famer. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Obviously. If Larry Fitzgerald ain't a Hall of Famer, nobody's
well,
a Hall
by
of
the
Famer.
Way, wasn't Luke Kuechly not a first ballot? What the heck are we doing?
That's a good question. Larry Fitz, 11 Pro Bowls. Do you realize he was only a one-time first-team All-Pro?
That's crazy.
Don't know how that's possible. But he is one of the great receivers ever. Certainly of his era. So, yes, he's in. Drew Brees.
Yes, no question.
Goes without saying, right? Drew Brees, Mount Rushmore quarterback of his era. It was him, Rodgers, Brady, and Manning.
I still remember watching, was it a Monday Night Football game when he broke the record against the then Redskins and you had to hear about it every second of every day? Got annoying, but good for him.
He was never an MVP. He was only the first team All-Pro quarterback one time. 13 Pro Bowls, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, comeback player of the year. The list goes on and on. Walter Payton, man of the year. He's a Hall of Famer. Here is a really interesting
yes.
one. Because this guy is someone I've always thought was just massively underrated. Philip Rivers.
I think he is.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. In my perfect world, where I'm the arbiter of the Hall of Fame, which is way, way smaller than it currently is, Philip Rivers does not get in. But based on the standards that you people have allowed with mediocre Jags like Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Phil Rivers needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Phil Rivers is a better quarterback than Eli Manning was. Eli can't hold his jock. Now, Eli got on a couple of heaters in the playoffs and luck boxed
yeah,
his way
Eli's,
into a couple
if,
of Super Bowls.
If Eli, it's kind of the corollary because Philip Rivers had a better career in terms of numbers and everything than Eli, but they're kind of connected, obviously, with the trade.
Well, the stuff that Philip Rivers controlled, he was better than Eli.
If Eli is in, Philip Rivers has to be in. If Eli's not in, I can leave Philip Rivers out.
Eli's going to be in because people can't help themselves with Super Bowl rings. But, again, I would say no, but he should be in because you guys have allowed, John Kitna to get in somehow. Jason Witten.
Yeah, I think he's Hall of Famer.
Jason Witten should be in. 11 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pros, Walter Payton Man of the Year. Jason Witten was like one of the first high volume beast tight ends.
He was so good. Just couldn't cover him. Always open.
He caught 73 or more balls almost 10 times at the tight end
position.
Crazy. Who else? Let's see. Other names of interest. Frank Gore.
No.
I'm also out on Frank Gore. I think Gore's going to get in because he's got the lifetime achievement.
He's got the volume stats, but at no point in your career, or in his career, did you think of Frank Gore as like an elite running back?
Zero black ink. What I mean by that is on a pro football or baseball reference page, when you lead the league in something, you get black ink. He never led the league in anything. Not, he's just good, great player, Hall of Very Good.
Longevity award.
Not a Hall of Famer. Yeah, that's the thing. You play from 05 to 20. 16 seasons at a position where most guys play 6 years.
Yeah.
You're going to rank in the top 10 in a lot of categories. Julian Edelman is on this list.
No.
I agree. Marquise Pouncey.
No.
I agree. LeSean McCoy.
No.
Thomas Davis.
No.
Thomas Davis, based on the low threshold now, is very interesting to me. People sleep on how mediocrely disappointing he was in Washington under Ron Rivera.
Well...
By the way, Thomas Davis only made 3 Pro Bowls.
If Luke Kuechly isn't first ballot, Thomas Davis better not be getting in the Hall of Fame.
He had a ton of injuries, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He was also one of my favorite guys ever.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Good player.
I'll say no to Thomas Davis. Greg Olsen. Hall of Fame analyst. Greg Olsen's not a Hall of Famer. This isn't that complicated. He made 3 Pro Bowls.
Did he only make 3?
Yeah, there's no black ink on that page. That's not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, I'd have to look, but probably not.
Never an All-Pro. Alex Smith. No. Why is Alex Smith even listed on
this? It's the same thing. They did this with Tony Romo and try to pretend like he was a good quarterback. He was not.
I think we could probably stop naming guys now, right?
Yeah, Alex Smith is not a Hall of Famer.
So first ballot, we go Fitzgerald, Drew Brees, Jason Witten.
Yeah.
And maybe, I would maybe go Phil Rivers, but I think he can
wait
a year.
He's not first ballot. He doesn't deserve to be in the same conversation as those other guys.
Eli didn't get in, right?
I don't think so.
On the first ballot?
I don't think so.
Look that up, Dad. I remember there was like a huge controversy about Eli Manning waiting on Hall of Fame. He did not get in? All right, good. I mean, he'll get in next year. People, again, they fall all over themselves. He's got 2 rings. He's better than Marino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.